choosing to be good is an entirely human decision. As Jane Andrews notes, honesty and integrity are personal choices everyone can make. This is A Walk in the Park.
One of my favorite storybooks growing up was Yertle the Turtle by Dr. Seuss. I both loved and feared that story about an ambitious king of the pond who decides he wants to expand his kingdom. As king of all that he sees, he forces the turtles to pile on each other's backs in order to give him a higher throne, while not caring how it makes his subjects suffer. I remember as a child how bullies would get what they wanted simply by changing the truth. Their lack of moral fiber always came as a shock to me because it so easily disregarded the standard by which the rest of us live. The truth is the truth, no matter how inconvenient it is to any one person's agenda. The compliance of those around a power-seeking bully is an interesting phenomenon. When I was about 10 years old, the neighborhood teens always played at our house. I was chosen to participate in a game that I wasn't so sure about, but just being chosen at all felt like an honor. The first person had to lay face down on the grass, then the second face down on them, then the third, fourth, and so on. I was the second. I thought that the complaints of the person under me were premature until the fifth and sixth kid put their full weight on the pile. I had just enough breath left to holler, "Get off! I can't breathe!" And then, no air. There was so much weight on the pile that my lungs could not expand. The person under me had used up her oxygen, and seeing that the bullies were only entertained by our despair, I took my cue from Yertle the Turtle and put every ounce of strength into toppling that tower. Though the bullies were upset that I toppled it, I had no reason to trust their good nature anymore. Though I had lost what little standing I had in the group, it firmed up my own moral standing of integrity, no matter how unpopular it was. The rules are the rules, no means no, and stop must always be respected. In nature, blue jays mimic the call of a hawk in order to scare all the birds away from a bird feeder. As a human, I don't have to like people who choose to be bad. A goody good is what I was called, and that's just fine with me.
You have been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcast each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.